7, Business with Michael Avery.
Well, consider for a moment that more follow-up booster doses have been administered globally than total COVID vaccines have been administered here in Africa. And it's even more of an outrage considering the recent response by developed countries to the discovery of Omicron in South Africa, which is on the back of our excellent science, to lock up the borders. But today we saw an important milestone, which is really hoped will ensure that this changes in future. Aspen is going to manufacture and sell its own branded COVID-19 vaccine in Africa following an agreement with Johnson & Johnson. Now, J&J is granting Aspen an IP license to produce this vaccine under a new brand name, Aspenovax. And I'm joined now by Aspen Deputy CEO Gus Attridge. Gus, welcome. Fantastic news, especially given the news of the last week. What does that mean for vaccine access here in South Africa?
Deciding on the allocation of those vaccines will be taken by Aspen. So Africa's concerns over security of supply, I believe we can really put a big plug in there, because our commitment is to make these vaccines for Africa. So we're channeling all of our volume and endeavor for the Aspenovax vaccine into Africa. I really think it's a major step forward in securing supply of the COVID vaccines for Africa. The bigger knock-on implications around, you know, being a blueprint for future access to IP for key medication, and also it's a great example, I think, and hopefully motivates others on the continent for what can be done out of Africa, because sometimes there's been a sense of hopelessness that we can't find solutions in Africa, and I think this proves we can.
And just looking at what this means for Aspen as a company, and obviously it's fantastic for South Africa, for the continent, now that you've got this deal that is not just a pack and fill agreement, and to your earlier point, and J&J would then decide where those go and who it sells to. You've now got the ability to manufacture and to have a say in that. And clearly, I would imagine the margins have to be better. I'm sure you're not going to tell me exactly how much better, but what does this mean for Aspen's bottom line?
Michael, we're certainly hopeful that it will benefit our bottom line. Apart from anything else, it will fill capacity we've created and have vacant at the moment, and allow us to further leverage our manufacturing site with adding further capacity, and thereby effectively becoming a more and more efficient manufacturer. Volume is a key component of performance in manufacturing, and these added volumes will allow us to improve efficiencies.
And just to understand the deal so far in my head, you have been talking with J&J for some time. You've now got a non-binding versus a binding agreement. So what do we need to see happen to move the agreement into the binding phase, and what are the timelines that we can expect here to be receiving the first Aspenovax vaccines administered here in South Africa?
Yeah, that's a big question, Michael. But from a binding versus non-binding position, we've walked this path with Johnson & Johnson already and the existing arrangements we have. So we went through the non-binding to get to a binding situation. And this is essentially another build out of that collaboration with Johnson & Johnson. So we're building on what we've already developed with Johnson & Johnson to another level, which gives Aspen much greater independence of action over the outputs that we're producing. And the timing, from a time frame perspective, we're going to do as much as we can in parallel. It's always difficult to predict exactly how long a non-binding agreement will take to convert into a binding one. And then, of course, there are other matters which need to be dealt with. We need to get regulatory approvals and so on. But we are very optimistic that these will be expedited, because I think all the health authorities will be looking to try and facilitate the quickest possible access of a Aspenovax to the market.
So difficult to say, but I mean, roughly, would you expect 2 years? Would you be happy with two?
No, Michael, I think this is months away.
Oh, fantastic. Well, that is really good to hear. And I think if you look at it, it looks like a proper win-win deal because you've got obviously the commercials, the margins will no doubt be better than the pack and fill. But for J&J, they can justifiably say that they're doing their bit to help the African cause and to fend off any regulatory efforts to nationalize IP. And that has been used as a big stick and the TRIPS conversation as well. Just lastly, Gus, the comments this morning by the CEO of Moderna certainly sent European markets into a bit of a tailspin, saying that he's worried the vaccines won't be very efficacious against this new variant, Omicron. Can we be saying that at this stage? Do we know?
From all the scientific input we have been privy to, Michael, it seems to be a premature statement, but I really don't know what he's based it upon. So it's difficult to comment, you know, with absolute certainty. But there's nothing that's come to our attention or to Johnson & Johnson's attention, for that matter, suggests that at this stage. Everyone is obviously doing their best to get on top of Omicron and understand it. But it seems very early to be making that kind of statement.
I thought so too. That was Aspen Deputy CEO Gus Attridge with a fantastic announcement today. Is going to be producing its own vaccine under a new brand name, Aspenovax, and Africa finally has its own vaccine. You're listening to Hot Business.